Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Sir, this is CBS Eye on the World. I'm with my colleague Benham Bentalablo, a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And we're looking at the Iranian threats and their surrogates. Iran itself, the Ayatollah and his attendants threatening former President Trump, the standing threat to John Bolton, to General McKenzie, to Mike Pompeo, former members of the Trump administration who are pointed to when it comes to the end of Soleimani, the terror boss of Iran once upon a time. We come now to a puzzle, and it's not to be solved, it's just to be dealt with. This is an article from the Wall Street Journal in these last days. Not long after an Iranian missile barrage hit Israel on April 13th, President Biden spoke to Prime Minister Netanyahu by phone. The Israeli Prime Minister was keen to strike back forcefully against the Islamic Republic. Mr. Biden said, "Let me be crystal clear. If you launch a big attack on Iran, you're on your own." I pause there for your interpretation, Benham. What is it that the Biden administration sees in Iran that it wants to either preserve or maintain a diplomatic conversation with, if that's what this is about? Why?
There's two things on the table here, John, and it's a great question. One is the nuclear issue, and one is the general hangover and drama of U.S. foreign policy and military deployments in the Middle East over the past two decades. The nuclear issue, the Biden administration's philosophy is quite clear. It believes that pressure drives the program. It's been looking to use everything from JCPOA talks via the P5 plus one to informal back channels to find ways to try to plea with Tehran to not escalate its nuclear program. Ironically, what we've seen from Tehran in the past 2.5 years, particularly in the first year of the Biden administration, is game-changing decisions, irreversible nuclear moves in terms of the knowledge provided to the regime, things like 60% enrichment, things like more advanced centrifuge installation, testing, and use, as well as things like the production of uranium metal using highly enriched uranium, 20% enriched uranium. Now Iran has several bombs worth of all of this stuff, and is keen to continue both horizontal and vertical escalation on this nuclear file. On the other side, the regional side, the reason, I think, for the American restraint of an American critical partner in that region is clear, is that the Biden administration has a conflicting mandate. And its conflicting mandate is even mentioned quite openly by its top diplomats, people like Secretary Blinken, and that is de-escalation and deterrence. The problem is, what we say and what the administration messages to its domestic audience here in Washington and across America ends up denuding it and impeding and really hindering and handicapping, you could say, its deterrence mission abroad. Worse, the moves it takes and the steps it is requiring its allies in the region to not take also end up not bolstering, but hurting and breaking and handicapping deterrence. So in this sense, the desire for de-escalation has hindered deterrence. And once again, the Biden administration is finding itself in a geopolitical crisis, a strategic crisis of its own making.
Mr. Trump is campaigning to return to the White House. Mr. Biden is campaigning to return to the White House. I remember many years ago, I was told by someone very sophisticated intelligence, private, that Iran is aware that America is incoherent. I think that was the word used. In its election cycle, every 4 years. Is that accurate? Is that a way of describing the opinion of the IRGC and the mullahs? They regard us as incoherent, and so therefore they can take advantage of us during the election year?
I actually don't think they see us as incoherent. The broad strokes of how the regime has seen America is this evil Western capitalist, imperialist, Zionist, muscle-bound bully force. that increasingly from the advent of the JCPOA era, there have seen cracks in this otherwise kind of bully cleavage, cracks between us and our partners, cracks between the left and the right, and the regime has been intent on exploiting some of these cracks. And I think that they've been intent on exploiting the Biden administration's desire for de-escalation and diplomacy, and to that effect have bolstered their own deterrence instead. Iran has intervened in the 2020 election, if you remember, because some of these cracks were so bold and so prolific in our society.
We have 30 seconds, Benham. Go ahead.
The regime has intervened in everything from older, elections in the States to even the Scottish referendum, I think, in 2014. This is a regime that is intent on sowing chaos and pitting Western citizens against each other because it precisely does understand the importance of domestic debates.
Benham Bentalibu, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.